Hey everybody, it's me, and I'm in front of my teacher's desk.
We came out with still open, they had a rack outside with all this.
I'm about to show him how I use a Mac, because the computers in this room are Macs, and I'm going
to
show him.
I donated a couple of them to one of those.
Today, by the way.
There's a disabilities club on campus where they try to help out people that.
And I'm
like,
going to show him how to use a Mac. Stand by one second.
To college, they give them a backpack and give them some
computer, and I'll just show you briefly how I use the computer itself. I'm just going to show you how I, as a blind person, can use an Apple Mac computer, because a lot of people don't believe I can do it. And I want to just, I think it'd be educational for you, so you can see how I do, because I told you I have a Mac of my own.
The keyboard's just going to be up a little higher.
That's fine.
It's got
to
suspend it on a holder. And
then this is a cool keyboard.
Right about a foot.
Wow, okay. Well, I won't need the mouse for what I'm doing. As long as the speakers work. Oh, wait, I can't set my phone down anywhere. That sucks. I was hoping I could set my phone down somewhere.
I think there's a speaker built into the tower. It's not very
that
loud.
Wait a minute. If the speaker's built into the tower, how does it sound so good? That's impossible.
Oh, what you're hearing is my Zoom music player.
I thought you were playing it off the computer, actually. Okay.
Oh, no. Well, my little Zoom is playing. I have the song saved in little files.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought they were going to come through. Well, I can still probably show you this. I'm going to do a command on the computer. It's called Command F5.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to see it's going to bring up VoiceOver. And if
Welcome to VoiceOver. There you go.
Yeah. But you notice we're not hearing anything. You sure there are speakers in this thing? I'm starting to think there might not be. I thought
the volume. See if it's got any more volume. No, it's on.
No, it's totally up. I think. Well, my whole point of doing this was to show you, because I thought your music was coming out of your computer, and I was going to show you through those big speakers that I thought were blasting through the.
Before it used to be routed where the computer went through the power amp.
Oh, that would have been cool.
But
currently on an MP3 audio.
Well. If this doesn't work, then I'll feel like a fool, but...
No, don't feel like a fool. It's not your fault. It used to be mixed to where if I played a video on here on the computer or a movie, it would actually go through there, but the sound would come out the main speakers, too.
Oh, that would be... Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, that...
Somebody changed some wiring, I think, over the break.
They must have, because, they obviously changed that you can't get to secure sites anymore, which kind of sucks, because... Why wouldn't you? What?
Go to Gmail.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they redirect.
Like porn sites
of course.
They redirect if it's
Gmail.
But
here they have it blocked for the.
I can't get any secure connection at all. Even Hotmail. I tried to log into my Hotmail account.
Is it that way over
account.
The whole campus, or is it just?
Just here,
this
I think. Just in this.
I'm not sure about the rest of the campus. Though.
I can get
but
there on
sure.
on at the in the BE building. I can get over there, but so let's see. Let's see if we have. VoiceOver's up right now, so I can do stuff. But you notice there's still no sound. How boring. Well, so much for my little experiment. I might as well just turn VoiceOver back off.
Those little knobs are turned up all the way, too.
Yeah.
Different mixer. Yeah, those are all plugged up.
Well, that sucks. So
how rewired me over here.
That sucks. So there's no way we can wire this computer just for 2 seconds into the same speakers where your music was coming out of a few minutes ago. Because that's when I know we would hear it and it would work. Well, so much for that little experiment.
So command...
It's
F5?
Command F5, and it turns on VoiceOver, and you get this little cool voice that actually breathes. They call him Alex. He's built into all these computers. And it breathes, and I'd love to show you. I really would. That was my hope, that I'd be able to show you. But apparently the speakers aren't going to let me. Well, if you ever figure out a way to how to wire the computer into the speakers, that the same speakers that we were hearing earlier tonight, I'll show you.
These big old-fashioned, like, early 90s stereo speakers. They're tall and lumpy and impractical.
Wow. Now, where
Which
did
they're
I...
okay if you're not trying
Here.
To move them around.
Right.
There you go. Well, so much for that little recording I was going to impress everybody with. Why don't you go ahead and shut your computer?
Apple menu.
Ah! Where'd that come from?
What the hell?
That came out
of... your Apple menu.
Okay, now it works.
Now it's going.
Now it works perfectly. What'd you do?
I moved the mouse up and did something.
No, but I couldn't get VoiceOver to do anything earlier, but let me see.
Find your Apple menu.
See, right now, I'm doing stuff on the computer.
Find your
I had to come out of this little crappy speaker that's built into the tower. It sounds like a bad alarm clock.
Now, I can go over here. Like, I can go to, like, I can go Command-Shift-A.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me go to the Finder.
Applications.
Oh,
list
there it is.
View table. No selection.
So now I can pick an application, say, for example, Safari, which is the web browser. And
you are currently on a table.
Give it a minute.
To enter this table, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
It's telling me what I can do.
Soundfoot Safari, Monday, February 10.